Linda Gordon didn't stay in her wagon, not all night. She woke up an hour or two before dawn. She had to answer a call of nature. She didn't want to leave the wagon, but there was no help for it. She wore a nightdress. She pulled on a pair of boots and slipped out of the back of the wagon without waking up her folks, Mal and Fran. The moon was low, and there was plenty of moonlight to see by. She stepped carefully, afraid of stepping on a rattlesnake. Her ears were pitched for the telltale sign of a reptilian rattle. She didn't want to go far from the wagon. A few men were standing and talking around the campfire, which had burned low. Sonny Boy, Syme Simmons, and his two side men. Linda was embarrassed to have them see her going to do her business, so she kept the wagon between herself and them. A man-high rocky outcropping was a stone's throw away. She went to it. She didn't want to climb over it for fear of stumbling over a rattlesnake den in the rocks, so she went around it, behind the back of it. Suddenly, she saw that riders were approaching the mouth of the canyon.
Apaches!
Linda looked back to see that the men in the camp were the ones shooting off their guns. Carl Haber stuck his head out the back of the wagon.
What is it, Indians?
Sonny Boy shot him. A horrible mistake, thought Linda, frozen in place, peeking around a jagged rock edge. Sonny Boy must have lost his head and shot Mr. Haber by accident. Lily Haber popped up in the back of the wagon, clutching the top of the closed tailgate.
Carl!
She saw Sonny Boy standing nearby with a smoking gun.
You killed my husband!
I killed you, too.
A half dozen riders came tearing into camp, reining in hard just short of the wagons grouped in a circle. They started firing their guns along with the others. They weren't Apaches, though. Not even Indians. They were white men. Henry McGee jumped down from his wagon, six gun in hand. He darted into the circle of firelight.
Henry! Over here!
McGee looked around to see who'd called his name. It came from Al Jensen, seated on the driver's seat of his wagon, fully dressed and with his hat on.
It's an attack, Al!
Al Jensen shot him in the chest. McGee fell face forward into the dirt. Lon Brum and Chris Hooper were down from their wagon and had started shooting at Jensen as soon as they saw what he did. Suddenly, someone stepped into view from behind a nearby wagon. The muzzle flares underlit the shooter's face, revealing Syme Simmons, his eyes and mouth slits. He looked infinitely cruel, vicious. The riders who'd stormed into the canyon jumped down from their horses, running around the wagon, circling them. They thrust gun hands inside the overarching canvas tents, shooting every male bear paw immigrant they found, man and boy. One of the newcomers stuck his head in the back of Gordon's wagon. Mal Gordon jumped down from the wagon, double-barreled shotgun in hand. Mort Donegan shot him. Mort moved off in search of other prey. Mal Gordon wasn't dead. He rose shakily, clutching the shotgun in one hand. He spread his feet wide apart, bracing himself to keep from falling. He gripped the shotgun in both hands, swinging it toward Mort Donegan's back. Donegan prowled around, too intent on finding fresh prey to realize that imminent doom loomed behind him. Mal Gordon dropped. Linda stuffed a fist in her mouth to keep from screaming. Carol Jensen stood there, holding a leveled Winchester hip high, a tendril of smoke wriggling from the barrel. Mort Donegan saw her and waved.
Thanks!
When you shoot a man, kill him!
Next time I will!
Be more careful or there won't be a next time!
Yes, ma'am!
Donegan went off, looking for more immigrants to slay. This was no battle, this was a massacre, punctuated by sporadic, largely ineffectual gunfire from those attacked. They went from wagon to wagon, killing the males where they found them and dragging out the females. Women and girls were herded around the campfire. The gunman took orders from Al Jensen, who was not shy about giving them. Al and Carol went among the females, selecting out all the wives, mothers, and older women, leaving behind the teenagers and young girls. Al Jensen stood in a posture of dominance over the youngsters, hat tilted back, hands on hips, booted legs spread wide.
You belong to Black Angus now.